Podcast World, number 123 for May 29th, 29th. And good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and this is Mike Dell's World, of course. And let's see, we heard that one there. That's one of those funeral bands, they're called, down in New Orleans. This one's the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, and that song was called Remember When. What a way to wake up. Of course, for me right now, it's 5 in the afternoon on Friday, so I'm a little behind on getting this show produced. That's all right. I never claim to be on a completely set schedule. But like I say, nothing like a good tuba sound there to get you awake. And by the way, some of that really high-pitched stuff towards the end of the song there, Not the obvious trumpet stuff, but kind of that squealy, high-pitched stuff. That was a tuba. Anyway, those guys are incredible. Haven't got to New Orleans in a long time, but I remember going down there for Mardi Gras one time, and love those parades when they'd have these small marching bands like this. And these guys, they of course record in a studio, but for their albums, their CDs, I believe this one was originally on vinyl, so it's pretty old recording. But they also do go out and march. It is truly a brass band, and they can march. And I guess the tradition is, and I don't know this to be completely true, but as I understand it, the tradition is that when they have a funeral, they always have, or not always, but some people have a marching band go along with the funeral procession, and that's the type of music that they play. Rather than all sad and dreary and anyway. Well, let's see what's been going on here in Northwest Lower Michigan in my world. Well, it's been rainy. We've needed the rain. I went this weekend. I had two lawn mowers, and my lawn needed to be mowed this weekend, and so I got lawn mower number one out, which, well, if this tells you anything, it was a Montgomery Ward's brand. I don't know how long Montgomery Ward's has been out of, at least out of the lawnmower business, but it's had to have been a long time. I know we haven't had a Montgomery Ward's up here in 25, 30 years, so that lawnmower was pretty old. But anyway, I did get going about, I don't know, a little bit there on Saturday around noon. I got it going and it was running, and I did the front yard, and then we had to go to dinner with some friends Saturday, evening, and so I put the lawnmower back in the garage and got cleaned up, went to dinner, blah blah blah. The next day we were doing the backyard, working on that, and I went to start the lawnmower and wouldn't start, wouldn't start, wouldn't start. Tried everything, went up to the hardware store, got a new spark plug, got a new air filter, put fresh gas in it, just did everything I knew how to do to make it run. Pfft, wouldn't run. So I had another old lawnmower sitting out behind the barn that had run the previous year, so I thought, well, I'll go grab that one, see if that one will go. So I put gas in it and primed it, pulled the cord a couple times, it started up, then it petered out. I primed it again, pulled the cord, started up, petered out again. I primed it a third time, pulled the cord, and the cord kept coming. It broke the cord on the recoil starter. So there was my two lawnmowers, DOA. And at that point I was getting frustrated. And both lawnmowers, like I said, that first one that I just can't get, couldn't get started. I'm sure it was something simple and whatever, but I just got tired of screwing with it. And the second one, like I said, I broke the cord. I got tired of messing with these old lawnmowers. Like I said, that other one's 30 years old. The one that I broke the cord on was probably, I'm guessing, a good 15 to 20 years old. And it, had seen better days. It was all rusty and the paint's flaked off it and all that. And not that it doesn't matter to me what a freaking lawnmower looks like, but anyway, got fed up with that. So I made a command decision and I rolled them out to the curb, made up a big sign that said free, and set them out there along the road. Let somebody else pick them up and work on them if they want to mess with them. They were gone within an hour, which is pretty normal for anything we set out in the front yard. By the way, if you ever got a car to sell, it's a great place to do it. pull it out in our front yard, throw a for sale sign on it, and it'll be gone within a day. I don't think we've had a car sit out there more than 3 or 4 days, but usually within a day. So anyway, I went up to the Sears store here and bought me a new lawnmower. So now I got a brand spanking new lawnmower. I got it out of the box and put it all together, primed it, pulled the cord. It started on the first pull. I finished up the backyard in a cloud of dust because it hadn't rained in a long time. And I said, well, what we need is a little bit of rain here. And voila, we got about 2 inches over the last couple of days, which is quite a lot in a short amount of time. But that's good. It makes the flowers grow. So anyway, what else has been going on? I've got a bunch of podcasting done last weekend. John and I did our tech podcast weekly episode that will be released on Sunday night. So go check that out. The Tech Podcast Weekly is the network flagship show that every week it's a different host from within the network. And June 1st is our turn for the Extra Topics podcast. So go check us out there. We talk about technology and ham radio and a little bit about the digital television conversion that's happening in 12 days from the release of that episode. So yeah, Sunday night, Monday morning, that'll be available. Check that out over at techpodcasts.com. That's plural, techpodcasts.com. But I think it'll work without the S. Not positive. So anyway, as you know, because I keep talking about it all the time, don't mean to be plugging it all the time, but as you know, I do a terrestrial radio show that's mostly folk and bluegrass related music. And we got a CD in from a group, a local group here in Traverse City, called Detour Bluegrass, or I think it's just Detour is the name of the band, but they're a bluegrassy type band, although it's not too twangy. But it's pretty cool. But that reminded me, the name of their CD is called Radio Hill. Well, Traverse City is down in a valley. If you look at a map of Michigan, you know, it's kind of in the crotch of the pinky there. You'll notice there's a split bay off of Lake Michigan, Grand Traverse Bay. There's East and West Bay with a peninsula going out into it. It's about 20 miles long, the peninsula. And Traverse City's right kind of at the base of that. By the way, I'm only about 600 yards from bottom of East Bay. So you can pinpoint me on the map. Of course, you could do that anyway over at the website by hitting track me. Pretty easy to find. But anyway, they're over to the west of town. You know, Traverse City sits down in this valley. It's, you know, 560 feet above sea level, or whatever Lake Michigan's level. We're at the same level as Lake Michigan. And the hills surrounding Traverse City, especially to the west and to the south, are up around the 1,100 feet range. So, you know, it's a pretty good valley. And there's a particularly large hill to the northwest of town, along West Grand Traverse Bay, a little bit back from there, but that's where all the radio and TV stations are. There's, you know, probably 15 towers that you can see from, you know, downtown when it's dark. And that's always been called Radio Hill for as long as there's been radio and television. And there's, you know, trails and stuff going up through there, and people go up there and have picnics and go hiking, and there's the old Traverse City Asylum, or the Traverse City State Hospital, which is no longer in business, but they were a self-contained mental institution that grew all their own food, generated their own power, the whole nine yards, and they had a pretty good chunk of land, and that was all part of Radio Hill there also. And the distinctive characteristic of the old state hospital are these great big steeples, or not really steeples, but spires, but some people call them steeples. But you could see those for miles around, and you still can. They're still there. Now it's known as Historic Building 50, and the whole basement, this thing's huge. Look it up sometime on Wikipedia, Traverse City State Hospital. And it's quite an impressive building, or at least the main building 50 there. And now it's a retail and residential community that they're working on revamping this building. So anyway, to make a long story longer, Radio Hill is the name of the song that I'm going to play by the group Detour, and it references this Radio Hill and the spires, and it's talking about my hometown, Traverse City.
Find me tonight upon radio.
is the band Detour playing their tune Radio Hill off of the CD Radio Hill. And yeah, I have permission to play that. So anyway, that was pretty cool that we got that in, or I found that actually. I don't know if it was new, but I just found that in our collection there. And I have to look those guys up and see where they're playing live. They are local to Traverse City, although I guess they do travel a bit, and obviously they're good musicians. They do a pretty cool couple of rock covers, although I don't have the CD in front of me. I'll have to check that out and maybe play one of those next podcast. But not in a comedy way. They just redid a couple of rock tunes in bluegrass style. Not like I said, not like Hey C. Dixie or the what do they call that? The Picking On series, where they take like Bob Dylan and play a bunch of Bob Dylan tunes in bluegrass style, or AC/DC tunes, or I don't know. I don't know. The Picking On series, they've got just hundreds of them, but it's not quite like that. It's actually a reinterpretation. But I wish I could remember what songs. Oh well, enough of that. Let's see, my plans for tonight, since it's Friday, is here in about another hour or so. I'm going to start walking. I'm going to walk up to our favorite watering hole about a mile up the road, Sheldy's Grill and Spirits, which is just a little neighborhood bar restaurant that's right on the water over here on East Bay. And go up there and meet some friends and drink a few brewskis and eat some dinner and all that good stuff. So, let's see. What else is going on? Not really a lot. Like I said, it's why I haven't really podcasted this week, because not a lot's going on in my world. I did get a new microphone. I'm not using it right now, but I did get a blue, what was it, Snowflake. It's a little portable mic. With the new podcast that I'm starting over at geekofthenorth.com. Go check that out when you get time. I haven't really done any podcasting there. I'm still working on getting a site set up, but it's taking shape. But with that one, I want to be able to podcast from the MacBook. And I don't really have a good professional mic to hook into the MacBook. And the Snowflake is reportedly a pretty good microphone. And it's simple. It's just a USB deal. And it kind of folds all up and real easy to throw in the laptop bag. So that's what I'll take on the road when I do the Geek of the North. And I'll probably do a Mike Dell's World from there. Of course, this is my experimental podcast. So anything new I might try it here first. So who knows? I might have a little mini episode this weekend if I get some time. Weather's supposed to be good today and tomorrow, but Sunday it's supposed to be crappy. So maybe Sunday when it's crappy I can experiment with the new Snowflake mic and the Apple Macintosh. And that'll be good. And of course, I've got some editing to do for the Extra Topics podcast. We got three more episodes recorded along with that Tech Podcast episode. So got some editing to do. That'll take up a little bit of my time. Hope everybody had a good Memorial Day weekend, by the way. Like I said, I know I did. I definitely got a lot done around the house, mostly yard work, but a few other things got done, along with all that podcast recording for Extra Topics. And just I don't know. Jeez, what is it with me? Can't seem to string all my words together. That's because I woke up early. Went to bed fairly early. Had an appointment this morning and then got done with that and came home and just crashed. And so, I was up a couple hours earlier than I normally am. This is my morning. So anyway. All right, let me regroup here. I'll play a quick little ditty. Joel Mavis. Now, I have nothing against Walmart, but apparently he does.
Oh, you can't buy my records at Walmart. You can't find my music there. I never do business with Walmart, 'cause Walmart just doesn't play fair. Oh, you might find some children's clothing at prices that drive you wild, but chances are good that children's clothing was made by an actual child. So please don't go shopping at Walmart. Don't give them fellers your bucks. Shop anywhere else besides Walmart, 'cause that little old smiley face sucks. Yeah, go anywhere else besides Walmart, 'cause that little old smiley face sucks.
Okay, that's another local guy here, Joel Mavis. Well, he's fairly popular. You can find a lot of his tunes all over the place. He's got a real record deal or something. Anyway. Well, I didn't really regroup all that much because that was a short song and not really much to regroup on. So I think I'm just going to call this a podcast and let you know that's what's been going on in my world. And, real quick, a little plug for the Blueberry Network, which, of course, I'm part of. The new PowerPress plugin. So if you're a podcaster and you use WordPress and you haven't tried the PowerPress plugin, we just had a major update on that. And now it includes category feeds, which would be really handy for someone that has multiple shows and wants to run them all off of one site. You can now have a separate feed for different categories. So, if you post your podcast, you've got one about airplanes, you got one about farm equipment, and you got one about broadcasting, and you run it all off of one site, you can have three separate feeds. By just using the categories in WordPress, it's fairly impressive. And of course, if you sign up for hosting over at Blueberry, which is paid hosting, it's similar to Libsyn the way it works. You pay for how much storage you use every month, not how much bandwidth. It's a pretty slick thing. If you know how much you're going to be podcasting, you pick the right plan and you don't have to pay for bandwidth. And I got this thing called Podcasting 123. Basically, it's a three-step process. You create your media, you upload it to the server, fill out a couple of things, and voila, your feed's active, your stuff's hosted, and it posts to your blog, and it's just really slick. Yeah, so anyway, there's my pimping for the Blueberry PowerPress plugin and the Blueberry Network. So anyway, I'm going to call this a podcast. Everybody have a good week or a good few days. I'm hoping to get back on schedule, so maybe I'll have something of substance for Monday. Don't count on it, but yeah, I'll try. So, anyway, I'm not going to be back after the next song there, but I'm going to play another song. This one's by the Ducks, and it's spelled Duhks. It's called Everybody Knows. Catch you later.
and everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over, and everybody knows that the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich stay rich. That's how it goes, and everybody knows. Everybody knows that the captain lied. Everybody's got this broken feeling, like their dog or their daddy just died. Everybody's talking to their pockets, and everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. And everybody knows, and everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet. There's so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. And everybody knows. And everybody knows it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. Everybody knows that you live forever when you're down a line or two. Everybody knows the deal is rotten, but old Black Joe's still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows. And everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows a naked man and woman just shining out of facts of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead. There's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose just what everybody knows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. And everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through, from the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beaches of Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming apart. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows, everybody knows. That's how it goes. And everybody knows. Woo!
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
This podcast is produced with Cast Blaster.
That's all, folks.